Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Do you want to pretend like Bob and Brian, you guys are the next rising superstars in the NFL?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right,
I want the combine questions. Am I going to need a paper and pencil for some of these?
No, you're just going to have to think.
Okay.
So you guys are sitting down with the Green Bay Packers. I'm ready to interview you guys. I'm thinking about you as using the 14th overall pick on Bob and Brian as a duo. Maybe you guys will be the 14th and the 30th pick.
Are you Goody, or are you the head coach, or are you a scout? Who are you exactly?
I'm gonna be Sean McVay light here. I'm gonna be Matt LaFleur.
Right.
Okay.
First time head coach. All right. There you go.
Yeah, but I've got the tough questions. So. These are true questions that have been asked at the NFL
All right, so
combine.
Actually asked at the combine.
Wait a minute, you're Matt LaFleur if you're our head coach.
That's what he said.
Oh, I thought he said Sean McVay.
No, I said Sean McVay light. Matt LaFleur.
Okay. All right.
All right. So I'm going to ask you both the same question.
God, he is old. Sean McVay light.
I already flunked the opening question. I don't even know who I'm talking to. Hey, Sean, how are you? I'm not Sean. What's wrong with you, man?
All right. Question one.
So you guys had an impressive 40. You guys both ran 4.6s. I was impressed.
Thank you.
You were murdering someone, would you use a gun or a knife?
They asked that. I would use a gun.
Gun. Get it over quickly.
So you're both are murderers. Oh, good to know.
Sure. Yeah, well, you asked. I had to pick one.
I asked the questions here. No, don't talk back here.
Hey, man, don't pick me. Don't pick me in the draft. I'm not reporting to camp if the Green Bay Packers pick me.
Do you find your mother attractive?
No, I don't.
No.
What's wrong with you? That's a beautiful. That's a woman gave birth to you. What's wrong with you? She's a beautiful lady.
Okay, fine.
Are you afraid of clowns?
Yes.
I'm not afraid of clowns. I don't like clowns. I don't particularly. Ever since that Pennywise thing with the balloon in the sewer,
Brian, you're afraid of clowns, but you're not going to be afraid of a linebacker?
If he's a clown.
You're afraid of a child's toy.
Kids are afraid of them. Kids are afraid of clowns.
What kind of fish are you?
Oh.
What kind of fish?
Muskie. Be a Chinook. They're in town.
Barracuda.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. Now, that's a good fish.
All right.
See, now I'm going to draft.
So he's going, what, 15th, and I'm going 30th now?
I pulled ahead with the fish question.
Yeah, there you go.
And list in 1 minute as many ways as you can think of to use a brick.
Wow.
To build a house, to build an oven.
To throw through a window.
To build a wall.
To tie to your feet and walk across the bottom of a pool.
Right.
Make yourself taller.
Do you have both your testicles?
Yes, I do. They're not on me. Got them in a jar.
That's the odd part, right? Yeah. Mine are attached yet. So did I just move up? Did I move back to the...
Tim, I think you're both draftable.
Can I interject and ask, what is the point of these questions? What do they hope to learn by asking?
I don't know. These are crazy.
All right.
These were actual questions that were asked to players. Haven't scouts or GMs or coaches gotten in trouble with questions in the past? Who was asked if their mom was
was asked if his mother was a prostitute.
Yeah.
Seem like a factual answer he could give. These others are opinions.
Right.
Okay.
Where does the sun rise?
Oh, you know who failed this one? I remember this. This was the Rams quarterback. He said in the West. Remember him last year? Or 2 years ago? He said, well, what do you mean?
Was it Jared Goff?
Jared Goff failed that question. It was on Hard Knocks because the coaches were making fun of him. They were like pointing, hey, the sun sets over there, Jared, in the West. It rises in the East. Because he failed that question at the combine.
He turned out to be a really good quarterback, so it doesn't really matter.
Until the Super Bowl when he did nothing.
Well, that's true.
Apparently that sunrise question, or which where's the sunrise and set, you know, turned out to be a problem then.
But he failed that question.
You know, Tim, you laugh about it, but this is a college graduate.
So you feel like if he would have answered it right, they would have won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it couldn't have hurt. Couldn't have hurt. I mean, you saw his performance in the Super Bowl. You tell me.
Well, he was up against the Patriots. Okay. Do we know how Tom Brady answered that Did they even ask that back
then? Tom Brady's the poster boy for don't judge a book by its cover at the combine, right, Tim?
Oh, yeah. That video is hilarious.
Yeah.
He just looks so unathletic and like right. the worst goof ever. And yeah. he's the greatest quarterback ever to play.
So what did we learn there? Draft a goof.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or just hope that every quarterback that you draft in the sixth round turns into Tom Brady.
Yeah, you want to win six Super Bowls? Draft a goofball, a quarterback, a guy out of Michigan who's not in really great shape, has few sisters.
Wow.